Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by BeardTreeAndHerbs.com. BeardTreeAndHerbs, that's the website you can go to get your beard game on point. If you're looking for a 100% natural beard product that cleans the skin under your beard and it stimulates growth, not one of these spotty ass beards that look like project grass, I'm talking about the real deal where you looking on fleek, you looking tight. The ladies are cooperating, man. Go to BeardTreeAndHerbs.com or follow them on Instagram or Facebook at BeardTreeOilsAndHerbs. BeardTreeOilsAndHerbs.com. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, BeardTreeOilsAndHerbs.com. And over here, and I'm Tariq, by the way. Let me introduce myself. It's been so long. We've been all
you
out.
Said Project Grass. That's why I'm laughing. I was like, really? Project Grass?
I'm Tariq. Over here, we have with the lovely bundle. She's in here fresh with it. Oh, with the crop flowing. We got Layla Lopez.
Okay. It's hot, you guys, in here. It's burning up.
Yeah, Layla done stripped down in here.
Okay.
Lord.
Burning up. Man. Hey, y'all.
And over here, we got Miss Bree chilling. Bree got on the yellow pants.
Wait, stand up.
You got to show them, Bree. Show them what you're working. There you go.
Those
boom.
Are so cute.
That's tight, ain't it?
It jiggles.
So, ladies, what have y'all been up to since our little hiatus?
Ooh, everything. Y'all been up to everything. We'd like to hear y'all's story.
Yeah, well, what about Jamaica?
Yeah, I was in Jamaica. I had a great time in Jamaica. I was down there just gorging myself on jerk damn chicken.
Oh, my God.
Just
every day,
every
bruh.
Damn day.
Oh my God.
Every day
so
eating
jealous.
Jerk chicken. It was beautiful. I had so much fun down there in Jamaica. If you haven't been. Bree, have you been? I know Layla's been to Jamaica. Have you been, Bree?
I have not.
Oh.
That is on my list.
Hey, let's go.
We got to get it popping.
Yes.
Got to get it popping.
I'm scared I'm going to run into one of them Jamaican dudes and be out there for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going to happen. I would have did that
scared.
Too. I would have did that
know.
Too.
Man.
Yep.
But good folks down there, man. The Jamaican family. They're real cool people. Had a great time down there. So, Layla, what were you doing? You were down there in Texas.
I was in Austin, Texas at South by Southwest. That was the craziest event because I never.
Wait, what does that sound?
I was just about
what
to
the
say.
Hell is that?
It's like a hamster wheel. That is a weird.
What the hell
sound.
Is that?
Who's happening in our shit?
What the hell is that? Hold on.
One of these mics open?
Hold on, something.
Let me see. That
what the hell is that?
So strange. That's annoying, too.
I know. Well, hold on, family.
Like a hamster wheel.
What the hell? Let me. Look at that in there. Hold on.
No.
Oh. What the hell is
you
that?
Have an Apple you,
take your headphones off. It's even louder when you take it.
Oh, this is over here. Shit, hold on. What the hell is that?
Oh, wow.
What the fuck is this stuff? What the fuck is this? Wait, what the hell?
Could they hear it?
In yeah, hold on. Wait. What the fuck is this?
do you take your...
Okay.
Oh, it's off.
What was that? Was on, I don't know why that sound was on here. What is that sound, guys? It's still scooting. Sound check.
Somebody talking now.
Hold on. Wait a minute. It's all types of technical difficulties going on in here. Hold on.
Tariq, he didn't take hiatus. Don't know how to work a damn computer no more.
What the hell was that?
You been going that long?
Hold on. Wait 1 second.
At least that's gone.
All right. Can y'all hear me? The sound is bad. I don't know what that sound was. Hold on.
Lord.
Okay. Can y'all hear me now? It's fixed? It's good? Okay. That's real weird.
Wow.
Yeah, they was just saying the audio wasn't working.
Okay. That's weird. But I'm glad we good. Now I'm like, do we have rats in this bitch?
That's what it sounded like. I was
oh
like,
my
Lord.
God. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me get. Okay. We good now. All right. We good. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. We had some technical difficulties. I don't know why it was sounding like that. I don't know. But we're here. We're here. We're back. We're
I have
here.
An idea why, but well, I'll keep it to myself.
Yes.
Conspiracy.
Okay. No. Okay. So we're back. We're back.
But
guys.
No, South by Southwest was amazing. It was so many ISM fans down there. Shout out to everybody. Dirty Worms, thank you for the sweatshirt. I got it on. Let me show you the sweatshirt they gave me. I love it.
Now you stand up.
Yes.
Oh, I ain't drinking none of that. Yo, thank you for the sweatshirt, guys. Yeah, let's see that. It was a lot of, it's dope right here.
Oh, that's tight. That's tight. What's the name of the company?
Dirty Worms.
Shout out to Dirty Worms for
yeah,
the shirt.
Yeah, they're actually a rap, first of all, rock duo. And they
and it's three of us. I like sweatshirts.
Yeah, damn, yeah, Dirty Worms.
But you know what?
Dirty Worms.
But you know what? Dirty it was crazy that he, you know, he gave me that. But guess what, you guys? I went through a lot to get you guys these gifts. From South by Southwest.
Oh, okay. Layla brought us gifts.
It was hard. Okay, so this is the official performer backpack.
Nice.
South by Southwest 2019.
Oh, damn.
This is a performer.
Oh, ooh, God. Oh. Damn, Layla's about to start a fire in this bitch. Damn. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Shit.
Look.
There's all types of problems in this motherfucker today, ain't it?
God damn. Oh, shit. You gotta love Layla. Lord. I swear.
Fatima's the fire extinguisher in this motherfucker. God damn.
Oh my God!
But no, only the people that host and perform got these backpacks.
Boom!
And okay. I had to start. I went through a lot.
Good.
To get some, so you got one.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Cool. I like
another
that.
Another one. Boom.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Oh, I thought about my family, and I got something for you, Fatima too. Okay. I couldn't get a third, but I got something for her too. I got her this, but I'll give it to her when we, you know. Yeah. But I got something for the team. I thought about y'all. I said, let me get my co-host. I had to do a lot of ducking and dodging and cooning for that.
Oh my God!
I'm just joking.
Okay, so somebody said, "Is the sound? How's the sound now, guys?" Now they're saying the sound is janky again. Come on,
really?
What's going on?
What the hell? The sound is low. It's coming through the mics. Okay, hold on, guys. Hold on. Let me get it together. Hold on. God damn. Okay. Oh Lord.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Let me see what's going on.
Stand by.
Let's stand by with me, guys. Is it good? It's good now. Is it good now? All right, we good? The sound is fine, a little low. So, All right. It's better. It's good. Let me listen to it on my end over here. Hold on. Hold on. Let me check it. Hold on. Yeah, the sound is good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good. Our niggas be just saying shit.
Okay. Just all right. Damn window.
All right, we here. We good, good, good. We good. No. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Yeah, we're a little rusty. We've been gone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we're here. But you had a good time down at South
I had a
Southwest.
Good time. It, like I was telling Bree, it was so overwhelming because it's like a takeover of the city. Just imagine them taking over the Valley, Hollywood, everything, every restaurant you went to. They changed the menu for it. Movie premieres. It was just too much. Conferences. It was overwhelming.
And this was in Austin, right?
This was in Austin, Texas. Okay. Yeah, it was really great. And it was a lot of ISM fans down there. So many. They was looking for you and Bree, and it was great. So we should all go next year. Got
yes,
an idea.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes,
but it was fun. It was fun. They was looking for you to perform, too, Tariq. It was like, with Tariq. Mixed Lad. I was man. Like, damn.
Man. All right, we got to go down there next time.
Yeah,
we go
for
down
sure.
There next
it was
time.
Fun, man. It was so much fun. So
man.
Much fun.
So, Bree, what is happening in the news out here, dear?
Man, it ain't a whole lot of stuff happening in the news. But one thing I do want to say, did y'all see the clip of Maya Angelou checking that young lady that called
yes.
her Maya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why? First of all, what is the debate?
Yeah, a lot of folks on Twitter, because it was trending, people were like, well, Maya was, she embarrassed the girl.
Good.
She disrespected her. Maya shouldn't have done that. She could have did it better. And these were young people. I noticed it was young people saying this.
I was so confused at where the debate was.
Yeah.
Like, yes, she had every right to check her.
Because I think a lot of younger people now, I mean like, you know, 25 and younger, they, you know, they're used to talking to their parents or adults any kind of way.
That is so true. Yeah. I just, on my way here, I was like at a stop light and a middle school was getting out and this boy was like, where you at, motherfucker?
Oh,
like, I had to look around and find what type of school this was.
Man.
Because these are, they are, what, like, what's middle school? Five, fifth through eighth?
13.
Fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth.
Yeah, so you're like around
13. So like, yeah, between 13, 11 and 13, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, that's how y'all talking now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're real ignorant and disrespectful now.
Damn.
Very ignorant and disrespectful.
Because, you know, the grandmothers now are different. You know, your grandma be up at the club with
that's
your
true.
Ass.
That's
you know?
True.
Yeah. So think about it. I told you. You know, my mom, she ended up coming down to South by Southwest.
I
yeah.
did see your mom.
Your mom was getting it in. I saw her dancing. I'm like,
with the African.
She be with the shits, okay?
She is with the shits. It wasn't planned, but, you know, she flies free and she was like, oh, I'm going to come down there. I was like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. It was fun, though.
Yeah.
So she came down there. Speaking of grandmothers that aren't traditional, that's what made me. Because
I'm like, I thought she would have had Jace.
No.
Oh. No. Trey said no. She said no.
Not traditional, Bree. Not traditional.
Yeah, that's
man.
Yeah, that's
but I brought up these people, these kids saying anything they want to, because I don't know if you guys saw Jess Hilarious, the new comedian from Instagram.
Yeah.
She got caught up in a word storm this weekend. She basically, so what are the Muslims that wear the Sikhs?
Yeah. They're not Muslims, but they look like, because they wear Muslims.
Also, they're not.
They're not Muslims. No, they're not. No, they're not. A lot of people mistake them for Muslims because they wear the headdress and like the turban-like headdress, but they're not.
And so does Sikh has to do with your religion? Or
yeah, it is. It's a religious thing in India, in India.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. So the thing, what happened was, is I think she was on live. She was on live boarding her plane, and she saw these people with their hair wraps and kind of like made a comment like, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh no, what's about to happen? Trying to be like dramatic about it. Yeah. And then it just kind of kept escalating from there. So from that point, a lot of people were like calling her racist and saying she was like a bigot and just like tearing her down. And she's like, you know, if I feel the way I feel, she was real defensive.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, she was like, fuck y'all. I feel the way I feel. I ain't comfortable with them flying on a plane with me. And
what was the thing about them deplaning though? What was that about?
So, yeah, so she got on a plane and was like, oh, I realized we all boarded the same flight, but they're not on this flight anymore. So apparently, for whatever reason, because I'm knowing she don't have the power to get nobody kicked off the flight.
No.
But something happened in the meantime, in between time, too, they were not on that flight. Hmm. I don't know the details of why they weren't on it. I don't think they were released. But it just made her situation look even worse.
Yeah, and people were just kind of, and to her defense, a lot of folks are always trying to find bigotry in black folks to say, hey, look, black folks are bigots, too. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it was that they were kind of piling on with that type of garbage. And I think she was really kind of trying to be funny and witty by saying she was scared. And then they just kind of flipped it into something else. So,
yeah.
And then, you know, she went on and did a formal apology and things like that. So, you know, my issue with that is with a lot of black folks who were dumping on her. Really, a lot of these Negroes were trying to show out for other groups by dumping on her, because these other groups, they don't defend us against their folks. They do shit to us all the time and say stuff about us all the time, and they don't dump on their people for us. So we got to stop jumping on our folks in front of everybody. You got a problem with her, that's something that folks
because would
said.
They have got mad if they was like a bunch of dudes and they had saggy pants and throwing
up
gang
black
signs.
Folks get kicked off planes,
you know,
all
what
the
I mean?
Time
would they have
you
been
dig?
Said something about that?
Yeah,
would they have said something about that?
The thing that irritates me about this generation, and I love Jess Hilarious, but everything is televised.
Yeah.
Everything is televised. And so they find themselves in these moments, in these hot seats where they don't need to be in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's a joke maybe you would have said between you and the people that you was with.
Right, right.
It ain't always. Everything don't have to be televised. And that's what, everything is televised with them. Even on, like, relationships, marriages, they babies, having babies. It's just who they are.
But we got to understand, as black folks, we got to be on code about certain
shit. At all times.
We got to be on code. All that jumping down her throat like that, all y'all niggas were off code doing that bullshit. Because what happens is, when they try to find comparative bigotry with black folks, what they try to do is justify harming us as a group.
Mm-hmm.
So when they beat the shit out of one of us, they say, well, they bigots too. So it's justified in what we do to them. So this is why it's important for us to be on code and not be out here trying to show out. But that's my thing about that.
Yeah, because the Sikhs had their stand. You know, they said what they had to say. They showed. But it was like you said, the overwhelming response of other people were from her black followers. And then they was trying, they hit rail, told them to cancel her off the show.
Yeah, what?
Cancel her,
no
like Nino.
No
way. Because she's a bigot and all this. And it's like, they just hate to see black people getting
laughed. Right. That became something else. They weren't that concerned about no damn Sikhs.
Okay.
They weren't that damn concerned.
Okay.
That was on some hate shit right there. You dig?
Do you guys think this could ruin her career?
Hell no.
I don't think so.
No, hopefully not. Hopefully
she's
not.
She's at the beginning of her career. Everybody makes mistakes. And she apologized.
Yeah.
She's got a liable source backing her up. I don't know how people feel about Country Wayne.
Yes, I like Country Wayne.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah,
are they still dating?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that's why
Do you know him?
No.
Is he from Chicago?
No.
He's from Texas, right?
Oh,
Atlanta.
Said,
I don't know.
I said,
no.
My uncle.
No, yeah, I thought she knew him.
He said, you know, let it sizzle in your spirit. He always say that. But he spent a lot of real good game, and the fact that he came and, you know, supported his girl, I was like big ups to you,
man. Shout out to Country Wayne.
So let's get on code, y'all.
Yeah, get on code. Get on code.
She's
damn
young, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's young. I didn't even know she was 26.
Yeah,
Wow, yeah. She always talks about that, though. She be like, I know I look old, y'all. So she say it herself, but I like her. She's really funny. She's dope.
So, Layla, what else is happening out here in the news?
Did y'all happen to catch Wendy Williams? Did y'all? Enough. Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams?
Wendy Williams this morning.
Oh, what happened with that? I heard something happened. What happened with Wendy?
Yes, she finally was telling some of her truth.
Oh, about her being
sober
rehab.
House or something?
Yeah, she just went on, you know, she said, you guys, you know, me and my husband, we have a foundation called the Hunter Foundation for people with addiction. But what a lot of you guys don't know is that I've, you know, had an addiction for years, but I never got any help for it. So now I'm currently living in a sober house. I have been living in a sober house. Mm. When I leave this show, guess where I'm going? I'm going to the sober house. She says she doesn't go home. She's been living there for like a while now. Damn. And a lot of people don't know that. She said, you know, there's like no TVs. There's really nothing. She's bonded with these guys in there. She said lights out at 10. It's literally like they don't care about that she's windy or nothing.
What was she addicted to?
She was on crack back in the day.
I know that, Tariq. Back in the day.
But she was on crack. But you know what? She never mentioned right now what it was for.
Do they still even sell crack? Is crack still available?
Yeah, they sell crack.
Is it?
I thought crack was like went out with the 90s.
Hell no. You know, Mama June got arrested for crack. Honey Boo Boo.
You would know
that.
That
kind of makes sense. I know.
Yeah, I mean, it was on TMZ.
It was. Yeah, I did hear about
that. Damn, I didn't know crack was still available. Yeah. I thought it was like only cocaine and heroin.
Oh, my God. You're so bougie, Bree.
No. I don't know about
drugs.
Like,
crack is still. Crack is whack. Whitney said it.
Yeah, Whitney, like, don't come for me. I ain't know it was still crack.
So she just went on and, you know, she told her truth. You know, she said, you know, now I talk about everybody, it's time to talk about me. And I think she needed to do that because people have been saying that for a long time.
You know, a lot of people, when it comes to drug addiction, people kind of, they don't like to say crack.
You're steady on the crack.
I am because, people be on crack, but they say it's something else.
Why? Why people don't want to say that?
Because it's a stigma to crack. There's a stigma to crack.
Like,
so,
broke down?
But what is it?
Yeah,
is
crack
it
makes it seem like you sucking dick in an alley. You know what I'm
saying? Is it just like a broken down, cheap? What do they do to cocaine to make it crack?
Whitney said crack is cheap. Remember?
It is cheap, but what they do, they rock it up with baking soda. That's what it makes. That's how they rock it up. They base it with baking soda and it's cheap.
Oh, okay, wait.
Because they can spread it out, right? That's why they mix it up because it's mixed. You can make more, right?
Yeah, but so is it a different type of high? Like, do people be really
You get real high. It's a cheap. Severe high. You get real, real high. That's why motherfuckers be out there on Figueroa doing the damn Tootsie Roll in their drawers. You see how motherfuckers act.
Yes.
It does shit. It really works. Crack works.
Damn.
But people try to say it's something, you know, they're on something else. Like on Love & Hip Hop, Jewel Santana. He said he was on something. This brother's teeth was all out. He had to get his teeth fixed. It was horrible.
Wouldn't that be meth? Like when people be losing their teeth?
It could be. But he tried to say it was some kind of, he was some painkillers or some shit. I'm like, do painkillers do that? You know?
I thought he got his teeth knocked out. I didn't know it was because of like a drug substance. I thought somebody knocked his teeth out.
Somebody knocked Jewel Santana's teeth out. Yeah. That's kind of deep.
I mean, was that deep, Bree?
But yeah, people, you know, they be strung out on crack and they be like, well, I'm on opioids, you know.
Right.
And, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. There's a little stigma around it. So nobody wants
to say opioids, it. I'm on pills, I'm on painkillers. That sound better than I just hit the pipe.
Yeah.
You know,
it's sounds more high class.
Being addicted to pills is the same feeling as being like,
but it's
cocaine.
The stigma, it's not the same stigma,
right? Okay.
It's not the same stigma,
right? Because like wealthy people do
opioids,
opioids
and you know, Oxycontin and all that old bullshit. Shit. So those are code words for crack. These motherfuckers just on crack, ain't nothing but the pipe.
And even though Wendy, you know, gets on my nerves sometimes, I kind of felt sorry for her.
Mm.
You did,
I did feel kind of, she was all crying, but you know. I just kind of felt, I feel bad for people that have an addiction because, you know, they probably can't handle it.
Yeah, and people that spit the type of shit that she spit out about people, it got to be something internal going on with her. So I do feel, I have a soft spot for Wendy, even though she starts so much shit and talks so much shit. It's like, you know.
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, you know, because she goes in on folks so much, they're like, fuck her. You know, let her do what she deal with. But you know.
Right. Everybody's human, guys.
You know. But she's you know, put a lot of people on blast as far as that. So
maybe she's getting her karma, though.
It might be.
But
Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
Would y'all be here for Gucci's real apology? Have y'all heard about their official apology?
Mm-hmm. What did they say?
Mm. They announced their
You're so stupid, Shannon.
Because this a $5 million fund for communities of color.
Oh, Lord, I hate when they say that. I hate
communities of color.
No Gucci.
So we ain't getting none of that.
Stop. Yeah,
of
color, yeah, yeah. No Gucci.
$1.5 million scholarship program in North America. Let me tell you the cities that they are targeting. The select nonprofit partner organization cities will be Atlanta, where all the black people are, Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, San Francisco, Toronto, and Washington, D.C. I am extremely offended by this.
Yeah, now what, who in Chicago and D.C. and Atlanta? I mean, you got to watch the little trick bag because they'll mention a city that has a disproportionate amount of black people.
Right.
But they're not going to talk about exactly what they're going to do for black people. See, with that people of color shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's already a trick bag. They get that shit to a bunch of Mexicans.
So the statement states, he get on my damn nerves. But let me tell y'all what the statement says. It's this $5 million fund is going to focus on building strong connections and opportunities within African American communities of color at large. African American community and communities of color at large, while bringing positive change and inspiring solutions for a better future. How in the hell do you plan on doing that, Gucci? I would like to hear.
Gucci. And we're not talking about Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane too. throw his ass in there too.
But Gucci, y'all made some bullshit shirts depicting black people negatively, not people of color, not women of color, not non-white. No, it was specifically black people. So you should address black people specifically and talk about what you're going to do specifically for black people. Don't mix it and dilute it. Mm-hmm. So black folks, we should reject that bullshit that Gucci is talking about unless they specifically state what they're going to do for black people. It's that simple. We're going to have to stop that whole fake coalition thing that they do to water down things that are meant for us after we've been disenfranchised publicly like they have done. So,
did you hear who's on the council? It's called Changemakers. That's the name of this whole thing they're called. Mm-hmm. And it's Will.i.am.
Okay.
And
I like Will.
Dapper Dan. Y'all heard of Dapper Dan?
Oh, yeah, Dapper Dan, the clothing guy.
Yeah. So what y'all think about that? If they're a part of that and kind of, because I do like Will.i.am and I do like.
I think both of those people and I like Will.i.am and I like Dapper Dan, but I think they're too far detached from
black society.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Right. Because, they're not spokespersons for black society. Mm-hmm. I want to know where all the resources are going to go. I don't care about the symbolic people that they have up there.
Yeah,
where are the
they
resources?
Always do that. They always do that. They grab a few symbolic people that are very still kind of African in culture and nature. But these people be so far detached that it's like, it looks really good, but there's nothing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So we got to watch out for those trick bags.
Yeah. Oh. And y'all should see how many people was co-signing this shit. Black people.
Really?
Oh, because I could go wear my Gucci book bag now, huh?
Lord. Yeah, now they can buck dance with the Gucci.
I can whip my belt back out now, huh? Y'all ain't going.
Yeah.
Girl. Oh, my God. I wasn't buying it.
I'm over it. I've been over it.
I ain't got no Gucci nowhere, so it don't matter. I got one Gucci piece in my closet. Man. So really, here nor there.
Man. Oh, what else is happening out here, Layla?
Omari Hardwick from, I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. This is ghetto.
Uh-oh.
Omari Hardwick.
Oh,
from,
don't change now.
I know.
Omari Hardwick from Power. Now, I'm kind of here for this. He's actually launching a new podcast, and it's a hip hop spoken word podcast called Poetics. So the show is basically going to be having a lot of hip hop guests on there. And the opening of the show, they're going to make the hip hop guest recite poetry. And talk about poetry and stuff like that. But the only thing I thought was, oh my God, this is kind of cool because almost like a little freestyle. But they said the poetry is going to be written prior. So, but yeah, it's called Poetics. So, what do you guys think about?
I heard something about that. I heard the whole premise of it is they want to show rappers who can be vulnerable. I think that was the whole thing.
Oh, really?
That was the whole thing because they said that rappers have so much machismo and there's so much, you know, macho and masculinity with rappers. So they want to show that rappers can be vulnerable within their poetry. So they want to have them recite poetry. But that rappers have shown vulnerability. You had rappers, Drake. Yeah.
Oh, he's
Kendrick.
King of
Kendrick.
LL Cool J.
A lot of people have been vulnerable.
Is the vibe more so just like taking the beat out of the song or out of the artist and giving them
that's why I want to see how they're going to do this. So this is a real touchy thing. Yeah, I want to see how they're going to execute this thing.
It It's a good concept.
It's a good concept. It's an interesting concept.
But it came from Amari. Did you say he was partnering with
him? Is he the host of it or what is he?
Yeah, he's the host. It's going to launch on the Luminary Network. That's what
he's called. Oh, he kind of deep, huh? He's going to go do some. And he just don't rub me as that type of dude.
Mm. He actually does to me for some reason.
He don't to me. And I hate to say this because he married outside of his race. Mm. That's the part that it's like, I feel like there's a disconnect, but maybe there isn't.
But you know what I noticed? I noticed some guys, even that listen to the show, they didn't have a white girl per se, but they may have had other, and they're into, Tariq and listening.
Yeah, and that's also my opinion, woke. Just looking from the outside, looking at him on TV. I don't know him as a person. Right. I've never met him. But he just don't seem like that. I'll be here.
Is his girlfriend white or?
She white.
She white. Oh, okay. Yeah. She not even. She okay. Is.
Yeah, she's
something.
Fun, yeah.
I know she ain't one of us. That's all I know. Right. Yeah, but you know, Amari, you know what it is, though? Because is Amari mixed?
I don't think so.
A lot of mixed people that still identify as black or African American colored people, they don't see they don't have the same, you know what I'm saying? It's not the same responsibility to the black community, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's okay because I'm half that too.
Oh, right.
And I mean, they should feel like that, you know, because we have to grow as people, but it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. So I want to hear this sensitive poetry shit.
I know.
How that's going to sound. And sensitive and vulnerable. Because
I don't mind
when
that.
They start talking about that, I'm thinking they're going to be some shit like this.
I'm addicted to boys. I'm addicted to boys.
No.
I'm addicted to boys. No. I'm addicted to boys.
Who? Whose song is this?
I'm addicted to boys.
You will not dance to this, Layla.
Boys.
I'm not here for this.
Boys.
Some addicted to boys bullshit.
Who? That's kind of bumping though. Low key.
No.
Low key, that's kind of bumping.
Oh, God. No, that song is.
I'm addicted to boys.
No, low key, that's kind of bumping though.
That is horrible.
Low key.
Be addicted to men. Damn. Why are you going to be boys?
That's kind of
hyped. Oh, somebody said Bree look fly. Yes, she does. Yeah. They are so complimentary today. They're like, ooh, Layla's so cute. Bree is so fly. God damn, put your dicks up. Oh, damn, guys.
Damn.
Y'all really got it. Y'all, your pants unbuttoned today on the show. I know y'all, they miss y'all. Shit, that's how niggas always ain't seen in a minute.
We miss y'all too.
People was like, when y'all gonna do the tribal show again? They were, I swear, Tariq, they was asking down there. So
I can imagine.
Like, when y'all gonna travel?
Yeah,
because
we didn't go to Texas.
They do that shit too. When we did Mink Slide down in Atlanta. Bree and Layla gonna be dancing with y'all on stage? I'm like, God damn. They can't go every damn way.
I told you they love us.
Damn.
They do. That was definitely looking for. That was like, we're
not taking no calls today.
We are. We'll take.
Oh,
one.
We are. Yeah,
we'll take one. Okay. Let's see what's going on. The phone number 818-850-5404, and that means that Bree don't have no news right now. That's why she's like,
no, I got
y'all,
news. Wait,
y'all want no calls? Anybody gonna call up?
I still got news, but I miss our people.
I do. I miss them too.
All right. The 818-850-5404.
There we go. See, I told you.
His phone lost minutes right in the first game.
Lost minutes.
Hello, what's up? Who's calling? Hello.
What's up, Flex? This is Sean from North Philly.
Sean from North Philly. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How y'all doing, ladies?
Hey.
What's up, Sean?
So, Flex, I was tuned into your IG last night when you were talking about survival.
Yes.
And one of the things I wanted to ask you was, as black people, if we would have to leave the United States, where should we go? Because we're not accepted. And I heard Africa and Jamaica were some places that we're not. So, if we would have to get out of here and you would say, black people should go here, where would that be?
There's nowhere to go because there's global white supremacy. That's the thing. The only place we could go is North Sentinel Island, and they don't want niggas over there with the bullshit either. There's nowhere to go. That's the thing. We think we can run and bounce somewhere. White supremacy is global. We got to deal with white supremacy right where we are. And also, we built this country. We shouldn't have to go anywhere. And again, if we go somewhere, we're going to run right back into white supremacy. You go to Africa, Africans are doing anything they can do to get their ass over here or to Europe. They're trying to get out of Africa. There's a reason why they're getting on boats and risking their lives to bounce, because they're trying to get to where the resources are. And that's what we have to be in the mindset of, getting resources. They ain't nowhere to run to. We got to deal with these white supremacists head on, and we got to stop the running mentality.
But Africa isn't not the land of resources? Like, what?
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's all about trade and cultivating the resources. You're sitting on the resources, but they don't know how to get them up out the ground and process up and cultivate them and trade them. they don't have a system. And that's what we got to start thinking of in terms of creating a system where we can trade and deal with each other and do business with each other without having the people in the dominant society as the middlemen. So we got to start thinking in that term. All right, but thanks for the call, brother.
Right.
Let me see. Oh, that's so damn loud. What's up? Who's calling? Hey.
Yo, this is Derek from Chicago.
What's up, Derek from Chicago?
Hey, what's going on? What's up, buddy?
What up?
What's going on?
What's on your mind, man?
Okay, so I just, I just need a little game. I just chimed in when Bree was talking about the people who are
side
of someone else or like the other side.
When people are what? Your phone is going in and out, brother.
Hello?
There you go.
Hello, can you hear me now?
We can hear you great now.
So
go ahead.
All right, so when Bruce, the mixed people basically taking on, like, the ideology. I mean, they kind of lean towards the other side, which they should. But, like, you know, mixed people, whatever. And I'm trying to get you a little game because I'm talking to this girl, and she mixed. And she black, and she Hispanic. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when I talk to her, it seemed like she, like the Hispanic side sometimes, and talking from a Hispanic point of view. Now, she grew up in a Hispanic household, but at the same time, she understand that she black. She tried to act like she, you know, fake woke and understand white supremacy to a certain degree. But I'm just trying to see if I should keep messing with her, if I should charge her, or like try to grow with her, or what to, you know, like what's to look too much. Because I'm just trying to figure out how to deal with somebody who kind of like that. Like, they black, they understand they black, but at the same time, it's just like sometimes you'll kind of get that Hispanic side of them, and she'll kind of look do the most sometimes. And I'm a, yeah, and I just need a little game. Basically.
Right. Well, you got to understand, man, a lot of people, especially black folks, especially a lot of black folks who are mixed, especially with Hispanic, a lot of them will have more of an affinity to the Hispanic side. They try to overplay the Hispanic side of their family, just like that Amara
right.
La Negra chick. She's always running around cha-cha-chaing and salsa
Afro-Latina.
Dancing with she's always running around. She's Afro-Latina with a little black ass. And these same people
right.
will deny any African bloodline. They'll claim every Spanish, Taino, Indian, Eskimo. They'll claim all that shit, but then you say something about somebody African, then they'll have to stop you and then try to check you on that. So you got to watch out for folks like that. But you be on code, because when you deal with people from other races, understand they're on code with other races still. They'll sit up in bed with you and get out that bed and still be racist towards black folks as a group. You understand? We
right.
think just because somebody's having sexual relations with us that they will somehow give up their stock in other races, and they won't. So you got to be
okay.
on code. Don't you get out of bed confused when you deal with these folks. Understand, you're still in the system of white supremacy. You're still in the system of racism. And laying up with
right.
a person who may or may not be mixed or white or any other race, understand, that's not going to erase systematic white supremacy. So as long as you understand
right.
that, you'll be good. Now, dealing with them, as long as she ain't no coon, you're good to go.
I mean, She tried not to be. See, I'm going to try to put her on to your documentary, Hidden Colors. I'm going to see how she reacts to that. And that's really going to be the determining factor for me. But at the same time, it's like she tried to act like she in a little black sorority or whatever. She tried to act like she know what's going on. But then some of her talking points, it could just be her trying to grow. Because she, it's like I try to explain to her, like, the whole thing you're talking about with Tiger Woods. Like, you could say you Campbellian Asian or whatever the fuck. Because sometimes she try to say she biracial
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, but they still like see you as black. Like, if you got pulled over by the police, your ass is still black. You
yeah.
feel me? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, they gonna identify you as black. And then I was trying to get Layla perspective too, because like, I don't know if she mixed because her last name
yeah.
Lopez.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I'm trying to like understand, like, how does she view herself as a mixed woman if she is, you know? And then like trying to compare basically, like, how my girl should be thinking versus how she think,
really?
And maybe she growing.
I never identified with anything other than black. My dad is Puerto Rican. My dad is damn near
okay.
my color. He's
yeah.
he's a dark
right.
Puerto Rican. He act black.
Right. Yeah. Like, did he ever speak like Spanish?
His mom. He speak fluent Spanish.
Okay.
And his mom, because he had to speak to his mom. His mom don't even know no English. So, but I've never. Well, first of all, I didn't grow up around him, so maybe it would have been a little different if I was around him. I grew up with all black people.
Right. Yeah.
So me personally, I've never. Think about it. My cousin, she did grow up around her dad. Her dad's Mexican and black. She's never identified with anything other than black. Other than black,
and she didn't grow up around her dad, and she all like her mom Hispanic, her grandma is Puerto Rican, her granddad Mexican, her mom is mixed between Puerto Rican and Mexican.
Yeah, that's
and then she grew up eating like certain food. Her culture is a little different, you know. Like so, she grew up around the Hispanic side. So, but she's trying to understand her black side. So
I think it's the people she grew up with more. See, since I grew up with more black people, that's my culture. She grew up with Spanish people that probably don't identify as black or black African descent. You get what I'm saying? Even though they have that.
And she probably grew up with them saying little slick shit about black folks, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. She tell me her granddad be saying like slick racist shit.
Yeah,
of course. And she's having to check his ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she and she definitely have to check his ass. And I'm like, see, that's what I'm saying. But so why you always so quick to defend your Hispanic side if you see they treat you?
Because they're still her family.
So like, that's still her family. Right. That's
still
all,
her family.
That's still her family. And that really confuses kids, because if you got a family member who has vitriol towards your skin color, you don't know what to do.
Yeah,
that really fucks with the kid. You know, so I understand where she's coming from as far as that. And she sounds like she is growing. That's why you got to lace her with game like that.
Yeah.
You know, and so let her watch the Hidden Colors series and all that.
Okay, I'm gonna do that. But good looking, bro.
All right, man. Good looking out, brother. All right, let's get back into some news. Thank you, bro. Let me turn these phones off. Real good shit right there, Layla. What else is in the news out here?
Oh my God, I wish this happened to us, y'all. Did y'all I didn't get my tax back yet, but hopefully soon.
Mm-hmm.
But 66,000 people in Louisiana got double the taxes.
God
which totaled up to $26 million.
I bet you they would have told the city down.
Damn.
I bet you they told the city down.
They tore the city. And so they figured it out that they were doing double deposits on accident. It was like a computer glitch.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so it was all glitch the people that had direct deposits.
Damn.
So a lot of people are like, oh, the money spent, I don't have it. They said, that's okay. We gonna just deduct it out of your bank account.
Damn.
So whenever any money, I'm not trying to tell y'all what to do. But if anything hits their account, it's coming straight out.
Do you know I will be a ghost? Do you hear me? For like 3-4 years, y'all ain't gonna catch me.
I'll be like, why is Tariq at the check cashing place now? I'm like, I'll be at fuck a bank account. I'm keeping
fuck
this.
Fuck a bank account. This is mine.
Man.
Yeah, so all the people, in Louisiana, they got I wish that was me. Damn. $26 million.
The economy in Louisiana about to shoot up. Y'all need my property. What's up?
Man.
That's crazy. I was like, damn.
So there's a big, long line at Popeye's right now.
Especially on Tuesday.
Yes.
Two-piece Tuesday.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Two Piece Tuesday. The hell?
You ain't never
today?
Two piece chicken and a biscuit for like $2.99.
Oh, hell no. Me and Fatima was going to get tacos. We might have to change it to Popeyes.
Man.
Well, they had it in Chicago. I wonder if they got it out here.
Oh, shout out to Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I loved it down there when we went down there.
No, I know. That was
that was beautiful.
Place.
I had so much fun down there.
I had so much fun. We got to go. We got to go.
So, Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
Our young brother, Ray J, come on down.
Oh, Lord.
What's going on with Ray J?
Mr. Ray J's tech company, Raycon, hit $10 million in sales.
I'm hearing Ray is doing the damn thing.
Ray is doing. Do you know when people start getting that type of money, they start being a little quiet?
See Ray doing all that other shit.
Say $10
million? $10 million in sales.
I wonder, did he have something to do with those Scooty bikes?
So it was the Scooty bikes, but he also reinvented and he invested in, he's made some wireless headphones. And you know, that's, them AirPods is all the rage. Mm-hmm. And everybody be looking for anything to go against Apple. So,
wow.
He got the wireless earbuds. He got the scooter. I mean, he's making that shit happen.
My man, Ray, hustling the game. I love that.
Ray.
I know they like
that it's a global company. Like, ain't fucking around.
See, a lot of these cats, people be talking about, they corny. Yeah. They be getting the bag.
Yeah.
Ray, Nick Cannon. People be like, Nick Cannon's corny. Nick Cannon gets
Nick
the damn bag, man.
The bag at all times.
I'm not mad at Nick Cannon. I'm not mad. Except that turban, but he's still cute.
Why are you mad at him?
Why are you mad at Nick's turban? Yeah,
because I don't like the look on him. I think he looks better without it, but yeah.
But I still like it.
Isn't he battling something like lupus or something?
And yeah.
Oh, really?
It has lupus, but I don't think that has nothing to do with
the purple. Oh, okay. I feel bad.
I'm like, is he bothering? Is it because of his hair?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he had lupus,
yeah,
really. Lupus.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy to shit it on him, but no,
it's bad. No, I love him, though. He's cute. He's a cute guy.
Man. So, Layla, what else is happening out chat?
I don't know if this is a little too graphic, you guys.
Let's see.
But I want to try to help my fellas out a little bit, fellas. Okay, look. So, I was on YouTube, and this commercial ad popped up, right? And it was called Flex Fit. So, basically, think of, like, it looks like a little condom cup, right?
Mm.
And the girls stick it up their vagina when they're on their period, and it catches all the blood, so you're able to have sex on your period. You are able to. You won't bleed.
No. No. Oh my God.
First
what
of
the
all,
hell?
First of all, little
because
Layla,
because it cut it, you
little
stick
baby
it so
Layla,
you don't
those been out, baby.
Really?
Yes.
What?
They call diva cups.
I never heard of that.
Well, I never heard of this.
Okay. Wait, okay, so diva cup, I think, is just an alternative to tampons and pads. But then there is something else that it's not called a flex fit. It's called something like a soft cup or something. But
I never heard of this until I seen that ad. I was dying because the ad was so hilarious. The girl was like, do you like to fuck on your period? I swear to God. Yeah, and they bleeped out the fuck, but she said that. And I was what?
Damn.
And so it made me want to tune into the ad because normally I skip over the ads after the 5 minutes. And I was like, or after 5 seconds. But yeah, I was like, let me, what is she talking about?
That's
yeah.
so stressful.
It was so disgusting but entertaining.
Oh,
but
that sounds
I was
nasty
like,
as
who
shit.
Is doing
I just
this?
Don't trust a cup to hold.
And what's the name of it?
It's called FlexFit.
FlexFit.com.
Flex and it looks
it
like.
It sounds like something he made.
Yeah, oh, right.
I know.
You should have
King
drink.
FlexFit.
Right. And it's so crazy that it holds it so it blocks all the period blood so then you can have sex.
Oh, God.
That
you know
sounds
what I mean?
Nasty as shit.
It sure does. It
I'm
sure
just trying
does.
To help the dudes out that, you know, be trying
Hi,
to get it
I'm
in.
I'm Kara, and I love to. But I hate my period. If you get periods, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Every month, you shove a little piece of cotton into your vagina, and that comes with a lot of complications.
Oh,
you have
God.
To change it every 3 hours. Sometimes it leaks.
Oh,
it smells
God,
horrible.
They're showing blood
you
stains
get
on my pants.
And worst of all, you can't have sex unless you like creating abstract art with your bed sheets.
Oh,
or maybe
God.
You're using one of these. Which means you're basically wearing a bulky wet diaper filled with your own blood all day. They smell terrible. They
okay,
stick
that's
to your
that's,
legs.
That's enough. Okay. I'm good. Okay.
What about the girl in Jamaica? She needed that.
Yeah, she really needed
the,
that.
Oh,
did you see that?
Oh
yeah,
my
I was
God.
Like, damn, Polo. She was cute too.
She was cute.
Was
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, she was getting it in, and I'm like, ain't nobody telling this girl she has blood dripping down her thigh. We're in Jamaica, yeah, we know. I was in Jamaica. I was at a club, and there was a girl twerking over me on the stage, and my dude was like,
that was your actual video. I
that was me.
Like,
that was me
yes.
filming.
Wow.
That was me filming. Yeah.
Wow.
So
she
was like, wow.
She was making it pop with blood dropping all over the place.
Popped her cherry that night.
Oh my God. It was disgusting.
That's crazy.
Have y'all ever had accidents like that?
Not in the middle of dancing. Like every woman has accidents.
Yeah.
It's too many years for you not to have.
Yeah, I definitely had a couple accidents. But, you know, I was questioning that.
Because it'll
thing.
Surprise you. Look okay. at Tariq.
Yeah,
because
I'm like,
what's going on?
Yeah, y'all don't feel like you don't know that your shit is coming. I mean.
No, it don't feel like it because so many different fluids come out of there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it'll feel like one thing and it'll be another sometime. But then it'll be like
it's a mess.
Yeah, it's unpredictable.
So sometimes, because you know, y'all have a regular cycle, and sometimes,
and for the most part, it should fall on the same day,
right? Or the same around the same week
the same
or something,
right? Exactly. Sometimes it is like if me and Layla ended up if we moved in together, our periods would sync up.
Yes, that's so weird.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It'll
what
like it'll
that?
Switch
How
out.
That
I don't know. It's weird.
Mm. I was just trying to help you out to read.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see.
Your wife, you might want to.
I just like you out and about, and you don't know that you about to. You know.
No. Yeah, it's happened.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And then shit, just own it and go on about your business because like, what can you do?
Yeah.
And it seems to always happen when somebody have on white.
I was just
like,
about to say that.
What is it about white that pulls the blood
That's
out
why
your...
you should not wear white on your period.
Mm. No, but I'm saying
no,
like,
you don't know
when
your period
know.
Is coming.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't know.
If you don't know it's coming.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Do you, it doesn't happen when you don't know it's about to come. It just bam.
Yeah, it happened to me one time. Like, last year.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I stood up and was like, oh, Oh, I felt that one.
Oh, damn.
I
didn't
know what's coming. Layla always bring up shit like this.
No, because I thought it was so. I've never heard of it, and I thought it was interesting. I was like, I thought I was helping the fellas out.
Man,
no. If they won't catch up on their hot dog, they don't need to cover that thing.
You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, niggas will be trying to hit.
Yes. Exactly. They put your ass in the tub or put a towel down.
Oh, my damn.
God. Come on, baby, get in the tub.
I know all this, God. Girl.
Girl, you know how many tricks they done tried to run on you. Come on, because I can put you in the tub. I'm like, oh, you going to give me a bath? Yay. They're just trying to get.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They that's be desperate sometimes.
Just the thought of doing that, that's always going to speed the fuck out.
It's an old school player, right?
Yeah, I know,
here.
Man. Like, old school players don't do that type of shit.
You look like you will slap somebody. What you say, bitch?
Speaking of that, God. Did y'all hear about what Kodak Black said about Young
Yeah, man. Oh, God.
She was on her period. He might, he down for whatever, it seems
oh,
like.
Oh, God. He wanted to bang Young M.A.
So first they of all, I would touch him with a 10-foot pole. What is little...
I ain't going to talk about him.
You not?
Yeah, he looks good. Yeah.
Man.
Is that the one that said he don't date black girls and he like the Kardashians or something?
Yeah, he don't like dark girls or some shit.
Yeah, I don't want my baby to be
they
dark.
Black, they black like me.
Black like me.
God. So would he be considered a coon? That sounds like some coon shit.
A lot of stuff he says is really on the coon train. A lot of stuff he says is real coonish.
Yeah,
you know?
That's ignorant.
But, you know.
That's so ignorant.
So,
I swear to God.
Bree, what else is going on out here?
I don't know if y'all heard about this, but listen here about these selfies. We got to find something else to do with our time because people is dying from taking selfies.
Yep. Wait, what?
Yeah. So.
Oh, my God.
Miss 23-year-old Michelle Logan in Miami kicking it with her friends, having a great time.
I'm scared of this story.
Don't be scared.
What do you
Don't be
say?
Scared. They had a great time. They kicked it all week. On the way to the airport, they're in the car. She's taking a selfie by hanging out of the window, though. So she's hanging out of the window taking a selfie, like trying to get the background and say,
it's not funny, but why?
By Miami, and her body flies out of the car.
Oh,
what?
Damn.
Onto the expressway, and a Range Rover hit her head on, crushed her body.
God damn, man.
Instantly. Oh, my God.
Damn, man. Yeah, folks in these damn selfies, they doing the damn most. Just like the woman, the white lady at the zoo in Arizona. This white lady jumped over the barrier and tried to take a selfie with a damn panther with a black leopard.
What
it was a leopard. It was a leopard. What was it, a leopard or what? A jaguar. This fool tried to take a picture with a jaguar, and the jaguar snatched the plug out of her ass, scratched her ass up, mauled her.
Yep.
She survived, but the zoo was apologizing. I don't know why. Because
it was her fault.
It was her fault.
So she can't. Her family can't sue, right?
They're probably gonna try, but they might not have a case because somebody else tried to sue the same zoo, doing the same thing.
But they weren't supposed to be in there, right?
Yeah, they weren't supposed to be in there.
Wow.
So.
Do you all remember in Atlanta? If there's any Atlanta people in the chat room, this was years ago. Remember that Lean With It, Rock With It, that little head dance?
Yeah.
Somebody died doing that. Because they snapped their neck too hard.
I think it was whipping their head like the.
No, it was like lean with it, boom, and rock with it, boom. And
it was that. I was there when that happened.
I was there. Okay, I thought it was a lean with it, rock with it dance. I remember
it was when they was doing.
It was one of them head dances. Somebody snapped their neck and died doing the dance.
God damn.
So it'd be crazy like when people take shit too far.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like everybody trying to one up each other on the selfie. Like who gives a damn?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway, we're going to have to get up out of here. What y'all doing this weekend?
Let's talk about our gifts.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about our gifts. We got some great gifts.
The Banana Hut Global Market.
Yes, shout out to the Banana Hut Global Market. They sent us some spices, right? I didn't know what it was at first. It was like...
He thought it was bath salt.
I thought it was some bath salt.
He was going to pour some lemon pepper.
I was about to mix this with my Epsom salt and soak my gout in this bitch. But yeah, it's some.
Ooh,
some,
it smells wonderful.
Some very good smelling spices.
Banana. Ooh, wow, this smells really good.
So we got lemon pepper, dry essence of garlic, and
oh
I got
God.
Onion and fennel salt. I'm excited.
Are you gonna cook with this? Could you cook?
Hell yeah, girl. Oh, do you know I'm gonna season the hell out of something?
Ooh,
to
some
get it
chicken
done.
Or something.
Yeah.
Or some fish.
Yeah.
Where are they located out of?
Yeah, well, let me see
Thank
where they're
you.
Located. A
yeah,
lot
I'm
of folks.
Look, I'm looking on the card.
They are in, let me see what city they're in. Because people, when you
this
send stuff.
Smells so good.
When you send stuff, please be sure to send your card just like these gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen did. Because a lot of folks send stuff and we don't know who it's from. It's the Banana Hut Global Market. Go to TheBananaHutGlobalMarket.com.
Yeah, all one word.
Yes, all one word. TheBananaHutGlobalMarket.com. It doesn't say what city they're in.
Yeah.
But you go to the website, I guess they ship all over.
Man, yeah. This smells so good through the package.
Yes.
It's like these seasonings are bomb.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. I don't even cook like that, but I'm going to make something up to cook.
Yeah, I'm going to put this in my...
What you got? I got that.
I'm going to put this... This is some brown sugar. It looks good, right?
Oh, they know you like the sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to put this in my cream of wheat.
Yeah, like, are those raisins?
What are these? These are... What is this?
Black pepper?
Union Wild OT Head Loose. Okay, some tea. Yeah, some kind of tea head, something.
Your fancy ass.
Yeah, man, this is nice, man. And the packaging is nice. Very, very nice stuff, family.
They got it together.
Do y'all cook?
Hell yeah, I cook.
Bree does.
I'll throw down.
What you be cooking, Bree?
Whatever.
Like what's the best thing you can cook?
And what you want to know? Black people food. No, I'm just playing.
Yes, yes.
No,
because
she said she cook healthy.
I do. I cook healthy a lot. I do.
So I said you don't use seasoning.
But I use I use natural seasonings like Himalayan salt and pepper and garlic. Like I don't use a whole lot.
What is your special recipe? And
I can do anything. It don't matter.
What about, do you know how to make tuna casserole?
Yes.
No, oh, you could?
Hell no, I don't make no damn casserole.
I make a tuna. I know how to make tuna casserole.
Girl, black people don't eat no damn casserole.
Well, yes they do. Tariq?
Y'all eat tuna casserole?
Hell no, I ain't eat no casserole in a long time.
Wait, is that a casserole white people thing?
Yeah, that's usually California shit. Yeah. I'm like, oh no.
I used to eat it, every blue moon back in the day.
Oh,
yeah.
I learned that from my mama. She make tuna casserole.
What else type of casseroles y'all make?
Tuna casserole, spaghetti. Well, that's not a casserole, but it'd be spaghetti, but it's a different type of spaghetti how she makes hers.
Uh-huh.
And then I know how to make fried chicken, baked chicken, and just that's about it. Just about three hardcore things.
We're going to have Bree cook something and bring it so we can taste it. To see how thorough it is.
For sure. I'll hook y'all up. Yeah, I'll bless y'all with a plate.
Let's do that next week so I can
get some fried chicken. Some fried chicken, mac and cheese. You know, I like soul.
Fried chicken, mac and cheese. And some
jerk
beans.
Chicken. Can you make jerk chicken?
Yes, I can.
Oh Tariq?
Shit.
Tariq?
Oh, shit. I love some damn jerk chicken. I was eating jerk chicken nonstop in Jamaica.
That's what I said.
He ain't getting no more damn jerk chicken.
Man.
And the jerk sauce that I have is only going to last enough for me. I am not sharing my jerk sauce. Y'all got it messed up.
Shit.
I think I found a nice jerk chicken place out here, though.
Where?
I did. I think it might have been La Cienega.
La Cienega in what?
I don't know.
La Cienega is the longest street in LA. It's like, I don't know.
I'll find the exact place. I'll find the exact place. But they jerk sauce was on point.
Yeah,
so
find that out because that's what makes the jerk chicken. That sauce.
Yep, the sauce.
It does.
Man. Anyway, Layla, where can people find you, dear?
At MissLaylaLopez.com. And shout out to DigiWax for bringing me out to South by Southwest.
Man, Kawani,
CL, everybody on the DigiWax team. Thank you for having me.
Yes,
me and my weed was out there. Hey, Tariq, I had a couple guys tell me I act different. That I have my weave. And I remember my ex used to tell me that. He was like, I don't like you with the weave because you act different. Did your wife act different when she got like a long weave? Or did she act the same?
She act the same.
Lions do.
Yeah, sometimes y'all get a little fancy. You want me? You get the weave and you be stunting on niggas.
Okay. Really? I
see the change when I get, if like one of my clients get longer hair versus shorter, I can definitely immediately.
Really?
They get up like,
Yeah, aren't you doing a weave today?
No, I'm doing some twists.
Oh, I've been forgetting Bri, she do hair.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to have Bri do my hair, but her price was too high.
Oh, shit.
I got those. She too booked busy for me.
You see, don't ask black people for discounts.
Yeah,
because Bri's too high. I can't afford
too high.
Bri. I can't afford Bri.
Yes, you can.
I cannot afford
cause
Bri.
Because you paying them same people the same amount.
I cannot afford Bri.
Bri be charging you the same prices as Fantastic Sam. White people prices.
She'd be like, that'll be a drive fee. That'll be a extra fee for driving, gas.
Liar. Why would you lie on me?
A thread and needle fee.
Don't let this girl lie on me.
Did you do her hair?
Yes.
Fatima. Look at her.
Oh, she did Fatima's hair?
Oh, I was about to say her hair looked cute. I was like.
Fatima, come in real quick. Yes, Fatima.
Fatima, I actually have a gift for you too, girl. Get up. Come on, girl. She is the worst. I can't stand her.
Old lady.
Lord. Bree, where can we find you?
I'm at Bree.Arier, and I know I've been a little distant, but it's for me.
So, been distant. What you been doing?
What you been doing, Bree?
Distant from Instagram, social media. You know, you need to take breaks for yourself.
Yeah,
I'm in that. I'm in self mode right now.
You're always on a social media break. I be giving Bree pictures. I be like, post this. You look cute. And Bree don't be posting.
Y'all, I'm telling you,
Bree cupcaking with a nigga somewhere.
Low key. No.
That sound like low you cupcaking key. Somewhere, Bree. Who you cupcaking with, Bree?
Why can't I be growing? Why can't I be working on myself and growing? Oh, yeah. No.
I think she's working and growing,
but I also think she's / cupcaking.
Social media just takes a lot of my energy.
It does. It really does.
You open yourself up to a whole lot of different things, and I've had enough of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I be sick of it, too, sometimes.
The motherfucker said,
It's like, for me, it's a love hate. It's a love hate. Like, I love the people. I love the positive people. Exactly. Thank you, all the positive people on the gram. But when you get that one ignorant,
it consumes your time a lot.
Yeah, you're just seeing,
there's always shit going on. What happened? Who fucked who? Nicki Minaj did what?
Yeah.
You know, it's a constant thing. Yeah. So I get that.
You lose yourself in that.
Yeah.
And I definitely lost myself in Instagram. So I'm just, you know, trying to get back.
So you literally don't even look at it. It's not that you're not posting. You're just not looking at it.
Yeah, I can go days without looking at it. Yeah.
Really?
And honestly, like you said, it's a lot of positivity on there, and it's a lot of people to connect with, and it's, you know, but don't charge my mind or charge something else and not my heart. I'm just working on me.
There you go.
What about that date though?
We get into it. What date?
That date you had like a couple weeks ago.
What day? What day? Hold on.
No.
What day?
Remember 3 weeks ago she came in here and said, I'm gonna date y'all.
I ain't said nothing about no date.
Yeah, what happened with that date, Bree?
I know, but you don't even know. You said, yeah, what happened about that date?
Wait, when are we doing the speed thing? We should throw an event. Come on, guys. Yeah. Runnemspoons.com.
Oh, I know. We gotta brainstorm on that.
Okay.
But anyway, y'all, we're going to be out of here. Y'all follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Hidden Colors 5 coming this summer. And we are going to holla. You guys have a great, prosperous weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, peace.
Love y'all.
Bye. Oh, my voice.